בשם כל ישראל. שמיים וארץ מתקרבים בחודש אלול. Heaven and earth come close to each other in the month of Elul. So Rav Shlomo teaches, אצלנו, עם ישראל, לכל חודש יש כל כך הרבה משמעות. By us, by עם ישראל, every month has so much meaning, so much depth. It's not just another day or a randomly assigned name we gave to time flowing by, but each month has a different mazel, has a different energy, and Elul is such a special month. Chodesh Elul, gevalt, gevalt. Chodesh Elul. Now we'll see the way that Rav Shlomo spins Chodesh Elul is a totally different way than most people. You know, in some places when they would hear the word Elul by Rabbi Shaul Salanter, it was said that they would faint in the Muslim movement because they were so scared. Oh my God, Rosh Hashanah is coming, Yom Kippur is coming, I have to do tshuva. People were scared. We'll see that the way that Rav Shlomo understands Elul, total transformation from that way. After Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, on the 17th of Tammuz, in other words, in the sin of the Egel, after he received the Torah, he broke it on the 17th of Tammuz. Hakol nireh chaser tikva. Everything seems like there's no hope. Va'az brush chodesh elu shuv ala Moshe Rabbeinu l'har Sinai. Meshach arba'im yom. Once again, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days before Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain to re-receive the second tablets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lo et the Torah Michadash. Hashem gave him a new Torah. Aval hapam ze arbe yoter amuk. But this time, it was even much, much deeper. Which is quite a chiddush. In other words, the first luchos were given by Hashem himself. You would think that was far deeper. God himself gave him the ark, gave him the tablets. But no, the second time was deeper, says Rav Shlomo. This is an amazing thing. Actually, just yesterday, someone asked me, why couldn't God just give us the Torah straight? Why do we need intermediaries? Why do we need rabbis? And I wonder if this Rav Shlomo is trying to answer that question. It's much deeper now. Let's see why. Why is it deeper? Kiva Pamari Shona, Kamoshe Rabbeinu Haya Lamalu Bashamayim, Kibel Et HaTorah, Kanira Nirchak Min Shamayim La'aret Adayin Haya Gadol Midai. The first time Moshe got the Torah, apparently the distance between heaven and earth was just too big. We'll have to explain what that means soon. Kol Kach Gadol Shalamrut Shal Moshe Rabbeinu Kibel Et HaTorah Bishvilenu, Echshu Lo Hirgashnu Bazeh. Hirgashnu Netushim Bodedim Miyuashim. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah for us, we, the Jewish people, felt disconnected. We felt lonely. We didn't feel like we had a particular connection from the Torah. It was too divine, too high. And so, that first time, maybe that explains why we could do the sin of the Egel HaZahav. Because we felt like it was, the Torah is for the tzaddikim, for the high people, not for simple people like us. Ani batuach shebaru lechem she'afilu m'sha'ash asinu et egel lo yifsechnu la'amin ba'Hashem. Now, of course, you know that even when we did the chet egel, we didn't stop believing in Hashem. Kufi she'omrim rabbeinu, as our holy rabbis tell us. Here, Shlomo, for example, is referring to what the Kuzari writes, that we were worshiping God when we worshiped the eagle, the golden calf. We just wanted an intermediary, which was a big mistake. God said, don't do that. But we never stopped believing in God himself. We needed a middleman. But after we did the luchos, after we did tshuva, Moshe Rabbeinu tshuva ala har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu again went up the Mount Sinai, the distance between heaven and earth already wasn't so great. There's a lot more closeness. And that is the key to this whole article and really Rav Shlomo's whole philosophy. Of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and on the month of Elul, Allah Moshe Rabbeinu went up a third time. Bishvil lekabel et aluchot hashinim. You get the second tablets. Baz zaya ki ilu mamash lakach otanu ito. It was like he mamash took us with him. Kulanu yachad ito kibalnu ta Torah ba'otam arbeimim. In those 40 days, we all together received the Torah. So what's really Rosh Shlomo saying here? What he's saying to us and to his generation is that you might think that the tzaddikim, the ones who learn Torah all the time and have never even thought about doing a sin, they're the highest level. But Rosh Shlomo is saying, no, we all mess up. We all make mistakes. And that's not just b'dieved. But as Rav Levi Yitzchak and all the rabbis say, tshuva me'ava can actually bring you to a higher level. The Malkum Shabbalei Tshuva Omnim, in a place where a Baal Tshuva stands, even higher than a tzaddik. Why? Because of the level of closeness. In other words, when you break up, when you mess up, that amount of, if you do see your tshuva, obviously, and you really talk to God, and you really say, I'm going to change, you really are a changed person, your level of connection and closeness is on a greater level than someone who never messed up. And that's why Rav Shlomo could be the Rebbe of his generation. Every person, and almost many, many people who he met, were Baalei Tshuva. He literally looked at them as the highest souls, as the highest, on the highest level. And they could feel that love, and how he really respected them. There's many stories of Rav Shlomo picking up random people on the highway who were looking for a hitchhike, and after a few minutes with them, they just felt transformed. And they felt like, this guy really believes in me. He has eyes to see my potential, not as I am, but as I can be. So in any case, Rosh Chodesh Elul, 40 days before Yom Kippur, time to start doing tshuva. But not tshuva from a place of I did this wrong or I did that wrong, but sincere tshuva with the goal always in mind of closeness, of renewing that close relationship, and therefore taking that shower, which is tshuva, in order to regain that divine intimacy, divine closeness that we hope to feel and achieve on Yom Kippur, and truthfully, every single day. So may be zeicha to a day full of tshuva, to a month full of tshuva, tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of closeness. Have a wonderful day from the old city of Yerushalayim, and let me know if you're enjoying these little shirim. If you have any comments, Zat Hashem, send them to me. Have a great day.